Stark, this is Eric Tering on Janet Powell. Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Janet Powell. P-O-W-E-L-L. P as in Paul. P-O-W-E-L-L. Date of birth, 11-22-26. And date of visit is... next paragraph. Please make a copy for Donette Williams. D-O-N-E-T-T-E. Donette Williams. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. M-D. Donette Williams. M-D. Dear Donette, thank you for sending Janet Powell for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and wheezing. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 91-year-old female who has had a history of CHF and history for hypertension and atrial fibrillation. Has had shortness of breath with exertion and wheezing, period. She does use oxygen at home at 2 liters nasal cannula at night. And denies significant cough or sputum production. She does have a history of anemia. And her most recent chest x-ray done on 11/5/25 showed cardiomegaly with no evidence of CHF but mild diffuse interstitial prominence, which may suggest fibrosis. The next paragraph, the accessory. The patient's past history has included history of atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension, and history of CHF. She has anemia and she has had iron deficiency anemia and has had previous history of colon cancer with the resection of the colon. Other surgery includes breast reduction surgery, restless leg syndrome, depression and anxiety, and a hysterectomy. Next, she has had colon resections times two in 2009 and 2010. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, patients smoked 5 to 10 years, about a pack per day, and quit, no alcohol use. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, mother died of cancer of the breast, father died of a stroke. Next, system review, the patient has had weight loss, no fever or fatigue. She has no cataracts, glaucoma. She has hoarseness and sore throat and shortness of breath with wheezing. She has abdominal pains and heartburn and diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. And she denies urinary frequency or flank pains. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, medalist. Included amiodarone 200 milligrams daily. Etanolol 25 milligrams daily. Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID. Potassium 10 milligrams daily. And Lasix 40 milligrams a day. Ropinirole 4 milligrams BID. And sertraline 25 milligrams HS. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white female who is in no acute distress, no pallor, sadness, just clubbing, but has mild leg edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 130, saturation 99. H.E.N.D. anomphalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Next up in number is this mild venous distension, trachea midline. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and bibasilar crackles. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2. With no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active, extremities, 1 plus edema, decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes, 1 pass with no gross motor defect. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, crash number 1. CHF with ASHD. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation. Number 3, interstitial lung disease. And number 4, history of colon cancer, status post resection. And number 5 is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan patient will be sent for a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She will also go for a 6-minute walk test to qualify for portable oxygen. Also go for a polysomnographic study and CPAP nightly. She is given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Donette Williams, M.D. D-O-N-E-T-T-E. Williams, M.D. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.